2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday, the 15th day of the month. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now downtown, it's 62 degrees.
Problem-free start to the morning drive right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this hour with a developing story on Utah's Morning News. Salt Lake City's new airport is open for business.
It's so much more lighter. Some beautiful artwork.
Salt Lake's new airport. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who's live on the scene at the new terminal. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the first phase of the new Salt Lake City airport officially opened about 2 hours ago. Now, just like at the old airport, you have people running around trying to get to their gates in time, while others made sure to leave plenty of time just in case of any speed bumps. This man is flying to St. George, but got here early to take pictures and also check out the artwork.
We have like 4 hours. We came early, deliberately, to walk through the airport.
In addition to the more modern look and enhanced visuals, he's also expecting it to be more efficient thanks to the redesigned layout and the expansive baggage system. The first concourse to open is Concourse A West, where Delta occupies 25 gates, including 6 international gates. In about 6 weeks, we'll see Concourse B West also open. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
If you're headed to the airport this morning, you're encouraged to do what that man did, get there early. Spokesperson Nancy Vollmer says the road leading to the new terminal is also new.
Do keep an eye out for the road signs coming into the airport, because you'll be either dropping off passengers on the elevated roadway, or you'll be going into the parking garage, or again going to the economy lot.
Passengers get to security by taking several bridges from the garage to the terminal. If you get lost, airport ambassadors will be in place to point you in the right direction.
Construction of the new terminal wasn't really hampered by the virus. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs reports safety measures kept the project relatively virus-free.
Program Director Mike Williams says they were an outlier.
The Salt Lake County Health Department actually visited our job site 3 times to really understand what we were doing, because we were really kind of the exception to the rule.
They had almost 2,000 working at their peak, and they were able to keep the COVID positive count at 7 people. That is until after the July 4th holiday, and that went from 7 to 75.
We had to reinforce, if you're sick, don't come to work.
Last week, their case count was down to just 5.
The health department reports nearly 40% of all new COVID-19 cases in the Beehive State are in Utah County. UVU alone has 186 active cases, including students and staff. Scott Trotter with UVU says they're reminding students about safety measures.
We're encouraging them, highly encouraging them, to do these same things off campus so we can keep the school open, we can keep face-to-face classes going.
The Utah County Health Department reports most of these new cases are linked to off-campus parties where mask wearing was not enforced.
Some judges in Utah's busiest courtrooms are starting to issue COVID warrants to give some defenders a nudge. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, back in March, some judges had to push back many hearings to focus on the bigger or more urgent cases. But now they do need to reach those people again who face those low-level charges. But maybe those people have moved or forgotten, or maybe they think their case was dismissed or canceled. So attorneys and judges in the 3rd District in Salt Lake, Tooele, and Summit counties came up with this idea of the COVID warrant. Is for $119, and that amount is a signal to officers if they come across these folks, it's not for an arrest, is to let them know they need to contact their attorney or the court and take care of that case. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. We can expect the warmer than normal temperatures to continue through Thursday, but then we cool down into the 70s for the weekend.
I'm going to look for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on our Saturday. I know it's the weekend, and we don't always like to talk about rain on our weekend, but in this case, it's been awfully dry lately, so We could definitely use the showers coming our way. Hopefully we'll get a decent amount of rain coming our way.
Grant says our normal high temperatures for the middle part of September are only in the 80s.
The Gulf Coast battens down the hatches. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. Sally is arriving as a Category 1 hurricane this morning where Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama share the coastline. The mayor of New Orleans notes the slow movement of this storm.
We will see 24 to 36 hours of rainfall.
Up to 2 feet of rain in some areas. The hurricane crawling along at just 2 miles an hour. President Trump met with state leaders in fire-ravaged California yesterday. He saluted firefighters who rescued hundreds trapped by the flames.
We are proud of them.
Wow. But he also publicly disagreed about climate change being the cause of the fires that have now killed 36 people across the West. A peace deal is signed today between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain. President Trump hosts the signing ceremony at the White House, leading Speaker Nancy Pelosi to tell CNN.
Good for him for having a distraction.
She says she's still waiting for a solution to the Palestinian situation. And the State Department issuing a travel advisory for China and Hong Kong, warning about arbitrary detention for violating arbitrary local laws. The warning claims Chinese human rights abuses. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a brief fire scare near the U of U.
And triple team traffic.
Well, a little bit of delay we had in Parley's Canyon is cleared. Now all the freeways in good shape, but a little bit slow starting to build on 5600 West. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:05.
Your morning companion for news and conversation.
Domestic violence has been up. Why would reportings be down?
It has to do with the fact that kids have not been in school.
David Duchanovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, I'm Scott Hammond in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. You know me from the Management Minute. If your small business has been hit hard by the COVID crisis, then please listen carefully. A grant from Learn and Work allows us to offer 60 owners and managers a fantastic turnaround opportunity at USU. This free, yes, I said free, 12-week, 4-hour-a-week online workshop will give you full access to some of the best business executives, entrepreneurs, and professors Utah has to offer. You'll receive free consulting on website development, social media, sales, marketing, customer relations, and other functions. Is this the help you've been looking for? Go to growingutah.org to apply. Space is going fast, so you'll need to apply quickly. That's growingutah.org. Any small business is eligible. Go to growingutah.org today. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
When it comes to your company's health insurance or your own, don't shop just a few carriers. Shop them all with Magellan HCM. Visit shopmyplan.com.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything-in-its-place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Hey, if you're either leaving Salt Lake City by way of airline this morning or you're picking someone up, you want to give yourself some extra time. The new airport is open for business, but getting in and out is a little bit different for those of you that haven't been there in a while.
Evacuations have been lifted on a fire that broke out near the University of Utah. KSL-TV's Andrew Adams reports.
Crews say some homes were only 100 yards away from the action, and yet they may not have been the ones at greatest risk. Sharon Johnson couldn't believe the lengths others were going for a view, and firefighters downright condemned it. As crews worked well beyond the golden hour to determine the cause, they urged all spectators to stay away from the danger.
Fire crews say fortunately nobody was hurt. The fire burned about 10 acres and the cause is unknown.
A panel of Utah community leaders have come together to address the issue of police reform. Chris Wharton is a member of the Salt Lake City Council.
Our goal is to build a city where all residents feel safe and protected.
The NAACP's Janetta Williams says their goal is not to see police departments be defunded, but to get people involved in the political process.
If you have a lot of interest in what's going on, you need to make sure that you're registered and then go and vote.
Wharton says he hopes people won't just protest, but will actually help make policy. KSL News Time now 6:09. It's triple team traffic for the first time on this Tuesday, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And we get it all started with Andy Farnsworth.
And we start off in Salt Lake County with pretty good traffic, Tim. No problems from Draper to downtown, and it looks nice on Bangor Highway. 5600 West was starting to back up at 21st South for a few minutes, but looks like it's thinned out at least for the moment, and all clear on SR36 in Tooele County thus far. Eric?
No trouble in Utah County at the moment. The freeway looks at normal to be at normal pace from Santa Clara and Payson all the way up through American Fork and Lehigh. Seeing a few cars approaching 2100 North if you're northbound on Redwood Road, but overall it's not bad there either. And past that, heading up to the county line, no trouble. Heather?
Got a bit of congestion getting into Hill Air Force Base this morning. This is at both the South Gate coming up from Hillfield Road and also at the West Gate coming off the freeway at 850 North up there from I-15. But other than that, you have a pretty good drive. I-15 is at freeway speeds heading south from Ogden to Salt Lake as well as US 89. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And how hot does it get today, Grant?
Going to be yet another warm day here along the Wasatch Front. The mornings and evenings have been nice, but afternoon's going to warm back up to 92. And sunshine, 91 tomorrow and more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
62 degrees to start the morning.
Coming up in just a moment, let's check in with Jim Ryan to get the latest on the progress of Hurricane Sally there along the shore in the Gulf Coast. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay right there at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for waking up and riding along with Tim and Amanda on this Tuesday here on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Blast off with Blast Off Mortgage Company.
The lowest interest rates ever at Wagon Wheel Lending Station. Refinance today at Rapid Refinance Mortgage Company in business for over 12 weeks.
There are dozens of mortgage companies holding out their grabby hands and yelling with their yelly voices, trying to get your money.
Where else you gonna go?
Where else you gonna go? Loans by Rick, that's where. Because Loans by Rick is a real guy. Rick Kirschenbaum at Vintage Lending. So when you click loansbyrick.com, you're instantly in touch with someone who's been in the business for 20 years. Someone who knows that you don't want the loan or refinance process to be long and painful. Rick can usually get it done in 12 to 22 days. And Rick always stays in touch so you don't have to worry and wonder about being lost in the mortgage jungle. Rick can and will get you the historic low rates that you deserve. So if you're buying, refinancing, or just need some cash out of your home, where else are you going to go? Loansbyrick.com or 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179 and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106 are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
Utah travel adventures start in your own backyard. And with temperatures climbing up over 100 degrees, now's a great time to beat the heat and visit somewhere that's super cool. Cedar City. Explore national parks and monuments surrounded by lush forests, lakes, beautiful canyons, perfect for fishing, photography, hiking, and more. Packed with adventure, Cedar City offers activities for the kid and all of us. At nearly 10,000 feet, nearby Bryanhead Resort has chairlift rides, mini zip lines, alpine slide, and close access to Alpine Cedar Breaks National Monument. Cedar City offers a perfect getaway, great dining, a fun downtown, museums, farmers market, local shops, wonderful hotels, quaint bed and breakfasts, cozy cabins, and full-service RV resorts. Imagine all the possibilities of Cedar City's open spaces with over 400 miles of OHV trails and downhill mountain bike trails. So get away without being too far away. Plan your adventure today. Visit cedarcity.com.
Utah is my first home. But my heart, I just gave to Korea. I was the first person in the United States to receive a hepatitis C-positive liver transplant without having hepatitis C before. I received a diseased liver, and after the transplant, they cured my new liver.
A. Scott Anderson,
Intermountain Healthcare, Chair Emeritus.
Helping people like Lorenzo requires harnessing advanced technologies or even developing them. The end results are thousands and thousands of Utahns living healthier lives.
People who have this liver condition, we're not sick enough to get a transplant early enough. So when they said, hey, we got a thing we haven't ever done before, but you'll get a liver really quick if this happens. Sign me up. Let's do this. It went flawlessly. And because of that, I'm living the life I want to live.
Watch Lorenzo's story or become a living organ donor by visiting our website, intermountain.health.
Helping people live the healthiest life possible. Intermountain Healthcare, healing for life.
I'll tell you, even the people that work at the airport are excited to see the airport. We got a text this morning from a warehouse supervisor that says, I haven't even seen the new airport as they head to work this morning. A lot of excitement surrounding it, and we thank you for reaching out and being part of the conversation on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line this morning at 57500. KSL News Time, 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
some judges are now issuing COVID warrants. $119 is a reminder to someone they need to contact the court again. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Delta is operating about two dozen gates in the newly opened Concourse A at the brand new terminal at Salt Lake International Airport.
Third, of course, we're keeping an eye on the drive-in this morning, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
A little bit of slowing over 215 at the 47th South on-ramp as you head south, but I-15, the main corridor, right now at the full speed limit between Ogden and Provo. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine again today and high temperatures like yesterday up to 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 60 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer.
Wildfires are tearing through California, Oregon, and Washington. It's in the forecast, but be careful what you wish for. Dan Miller with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Too much rain right now would also be a bad thing because we've got these expansive areas that have just been burned severely. And if we get, you know, 1 to 2 inches, if we were to get a storm that produced 1 to 2 inches of rain, we'd probably be dealing with, you know, flash flooding and debris flows.
At the White House today, President Trump hosts Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to sign not one but two new deals to normalize ties between Israel and its Arab Muslim neighbors. To Washington and ABC's Karen Travers.
President Trump welcomes leaders from Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain to the White House today and presides over two signing ceremonies, the two Arab nations formalizing their agreements to establish full diplomatic relations with the Jewish state.
With exactly 7 weeks until Election Day, the White House ceremony an opportunity for the president to highlight a foreign policy achievement. There will not be a Green Party candidate on the ballot in Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court denying Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins' request, saying it's too late. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL in-depth. The outer bands of Hurricane Sally are now dumping heavy amounts of rain along the shore in the Gulf Coast.
Joining us live from Dallas is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. What's the latest on Sally, Jim?
The storm is just barely creeping along at about 2 miles per hour. In fact, has gone stationary during part of its roll toward the north. The landfall may not come until late tonight or early tomorrow morning, somewhere along the Alabama-Mississippi line. But the effects will be felt in hundreds of miles. Unlike the storm that came through 18 days ago, Hurricane Laura, with those smashing winds, this one is going to be a rain event and a storm surge event. The longer it sits there just off the shoreline, the harder that storm surge is going to be, the harder and higher. In some places, up to a 9-foot storm surge. And the devastation is likely to go well inland as this storm moves up to the north, just walking along.
So Mississippi and Alabama, the likely first to get hit. We aren't hearing a lot about New Orleans, but boy, anytime that kind of precipitation comes in a short period of time, New Orleans is a scary place to be with many of those areas being below sea level.
Well, sure, Tim. The pump system, though, is working quite well there in the French Quarter, which sits a little below sea level. The rest of the city should be okay as well. They aren't expecting the direct effects of this. They will get some rain in the New Orleans area, but it's hoped that the billions of dollars that have been spent in improving the levee system in the last 15 years since Katrina will hold a 100-year flood. Even if the levees are overtopped, as they were by Katrina, they're expected to hold up pretty well. But people there are making preparations, as they are in other parts of the Gulf Coast, especially in Mississippi, Alabama, and even in the Florida Panhandle, Tim.
I think of the unique challenge that a hurricane that just sits on top of you poses. Do they have any forecast for how long it might just sit there?
Well, it may just barely brush the coast before walking up to the north at 1 or 2 miles per hour. So this is going to be hours and hours, maybe even through Thursday, that they're looking at a continuation of the rain right there along the coastline and to the points north and northeast as it moves in. So, yeah, it's just going to be a long-term kind of thing. I mean, you've got one threat or the other. Laura, with its high wind, knocked out power to thousands of people. They still don't have power there in Lake Charles. And this kind of storm, which isn't as powerful in terms of wind, but drops so much rain that you see massive amounts of flooding. So neither one is great.
And the frightening thing, Jim, is there are others waiting in line right behind it, right?
Yeah. There are other storms out there. The next one is Paulette. That's the closest to the shoreline, except it is expected, I think all the models show it taking a hard right turn. It did a lot of damage in Bermuda. It's expected to move up to the northeast away from the U.S. shoreline. But there are other storms behind that one. Teddy, Vicky, and the possibility that Wilfred will be formed. If Wilfred comes along, they run out of names. We will have exhausted the names this year. At that point, if another one walks up, if another storm becomes a tropical depression, it becomes the Greek alphabet. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon. You know, they'll start using Greek letters.
Wow. Has that ever happened before?
It has. Way back in 2005, the same year as Katrina and Rita, they had to revert to the Greek alphabet because they simply ran out of names that year. Hmm. Of course, Katrina and Rita were both retired because those storms were so devastating.
Whatever happened to Xavier, Yoda, and Zelda? I thought we had an X, a Y, and a Z.
Nope, they skip them. That's why.
All right, Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan reporting from Dallas for ABC News on what's going on with Hurricane Sally on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. 6:19 now. Let's check Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic is doing fairly well on I-15 through the Salt Lake Valley this morning. Did just get a report of a crash on Redwood Road, though. North of California Avenue, about 1100 south or so. Don't see any delay initially at this point. We'll see if anything pops up or if any delay increases. Bangor looks fine as well from South Jordan all the way to the airport right now. Eric?
Free sailing ahead of you if you're over on the 215 East Belt northbound from Cottonwood Heights to I-80 or Foothill Drive. It's all looking good, and Foothill looks good up to the University area. I-80 into the mountains, you got dry roads if you're going out to Park City. Down to Utah County, normal pace to be had on I-15 northbound and southbound. Heather?
Drivers in Weber and Davis County have a good commute right now, especially on I-15, US 89. If you are heading to that brand new airport, Legacy Parkway is at speed as well as transitioning onto the West Side Belt. But we're still a little bit crowded trying to get into Hill Air Force Base at both the south and west gates. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get a look at a quite warm 7-day forecast.
Sunny skies heats up again the next couple of days. 92 the high today. Sunny up to 91 for tomorrow and 90 the high on Thursday. And again, lots of sunshine. It won't be quite as hot on Friday. We're up to 85 that day and mostly sunny. And then it cools down for the weekend. Only 75 on Saturday the high. Clouds and even some showers possible that day. Maybe a few thunderstorms. Sunday, partly cloudy up 73, and then we warm up to 79 on Monday. And again, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
60 downtown. So we just had names of hurricanes.
Yeah.
The Social Security Administration has released most popular baby names in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Baby names for girls, Brooklyn, Violet, and Zoe.
Wow, Violet's a throwback, isn't it?
I love the name Violet. Baby names for boys, Grayson, Levi, and Riker.
It is funny how, in kindergarten or first grade, you end up having three Rikers or four Rikers in the same class.
Yeah. How Riker M, Riker D, Riker W.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in just a minute, more help coming in the battle against coronavirus. And Sean Michael Lyle takes a look at it next.
With COVID-19, a lot of things in your life have been put on hold. But your business with the courts in Utah no longer has to wait. Utah's courts are providing many important services by phone and email during the COVID pandemic. From hearing information, making payments, requesting protective orders, and filing documents in most cases can be done by phone or email. If you need help from the courts, let the courts come to you. Go to utcourts.gov for more information. That's utcourts.gov.
General RV in Draper is your ticket to savings with RV show prices in-store and online. There are no admission fees and no crowds, just huge savings on thousands of travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. No matter how you shop, you'll get exclusive RV show discounts and all-time low financing. We're bringing in new RVs every day. But hurry, just like our inventory, these deals won't last long. Explore the virtual RV show at generalrv.com or get RV show prices at your local General RV in Draper off I-15 at the point of the mountain.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a foul bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I had somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
More antibodies could be on the way in the battle against coronavirus, and we get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, the University of Pittsburgh is the latest to report they've found antibodies to combat the novel coronavirus. Dr. John Meller says the tiny biomolecule they call AB8 is one-tenth the size of normal antibodies. Tests show it effectively neutralizes SARS-CoV-2 in mice.
And the idea is that the antibody will block the spread of the virus throughout the body.
And AB8 does not interact with human cells, meaning it's almost certainly safe. It could treat those who are sick and prevent others from becoming infected. UC San Francisco also recently found a nanocomponent called AeroNabs that neutralized SARS-CoV-2. Both candidates are likely to complete clinical trials after a vaccine becomes available, but may prove more effective. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Wallet Hub's latest ranking says Utah is the state with the second fewest coronavirus restrictions in the country. South Dakota is listed as the least restrictive state, while Hawaii has the most restrictions.
Hobby Lobby says it will raise their minimum wage nationwide to $17 an hour starting on October 1st. Target raised their minimum wage for all of its U.S. Hourly employees to $15 an hour back in July.
McDonald's wants more people to start using their mobile app, so they're going to offer a buy one, get one free deal on their new Spicy McNuggets. The new McNuggets go on sale nationwide tomorrow, and it's the first flavor McDonald's has introduced to the McNugget since the product debuted in 1983.
Futures markets still on the rise. We're up almost 200 now on the Dow after a big day yesterday, so we're above the 28,000 mark. The S&P is up 26, the NASDAQ this hour up 122.
Don't bother me. I'm downloading the McDonald's app right now.
You want those spicy nuggets.
All right. We'll check traffic and weather together coming up next.
What would you say if you could get a Carrier furnace for free? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I hope you'd say yes, please. But before you get too excited, let me explain how it works. As a Carrier authorized dealer, we buy so much equipment each year that we get the best prices. We also feel like we have the best HVAC techs around. Now, we want to keep our great people and our great pricing from the factory. But September's a slow month for us because the summer's pretty much done and the cold weather hasn't hit yet. So we set aside money for this free furnace promotion to help keep our guys busy. Now, this is great for you if you've been thinking about replacing both your furnace and your AC, because when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace just for the labor to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. This is only good through September, so if you think you might be interested, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services, and we'll schedule one of our HVAC supervisors to come to your home and answer any questions you have. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Service.
After months of waiting, this week, a bonus episode of the Worldwide KSL Podcast, Cold.
There's a reason why police keep these kinds of documents so secret. It's such an invasion of privacy, and yet when we hear what they're saying,
Cold, an exclusive production of KSL Podcasts, explores the life and disappearance of Susan Powell and the fate of her children and husband, Josh Powell. Download tomorrow everywhere you find podcasts and on the KSL News Radio app.
Take control of your financial future at the virtual Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 9th. Register today at womeninthemoney.org, womeninthemoney.org.
6:29 and Triple Team Traffic, again brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
And right now we're starting off with a couple of crashes, problems in the Salt Lake Valley. One of them is at Redwood Road and Indiana Avenue, which is about 1100 south. It looks like it's blocking one right lane. And then we have an injury crash out on 7200 west at 3500 south. That appears to be affecting northbound traffic. It's actually just north of the intersection. Eric?
In Utah County, I-15 is at normal speed, 20 minutes northbound from University Avenue and Provo to Point of the Mountain. Redwood Road has got a little bit of congestion, just a slight amount at 2100 north if you're northbound out of Saratoga Springs. And past that, no problems getting up to the county line or to the Port of Rockwell turnoff. Heather?
The delays getting into Hill Air Force Base appear to be easing, but we're starting to get a bit congested now on US 89 through Layton and Fruit Heights. I-15, most still at speeds 30 minutes or less to get from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look at those temperatures for today. Back over to you, Grant.
Now that the days are getting shorter here, the evenings and mornings definitely cool off. But to the afternoon, it's going to heat back up to 92 and lots of sunshine and sunny up to 91 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
It is 60 degrees.
A couple of west side of the valley crashes right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Let's start this half hour with a developing story on Utah's Morning News. That brand new airport opened for business this morning.
Salt Lake's new airport. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who's live on the scene at the new terminal. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the first phase of the new Salt Lake City Airport officially opened this morning at about 4 o'clock. Some of the highlights include are the new parking garage, the Gateway Center, and the Central Terminal. Airport officials have recommended that passengers arrive early to help mitigate any confusion, but most people walking around the concourse say it's actually been pretty simple.
It's pretty easy coming into the parking garage, the new parking signs, and we just came up the new ramp. It was awesome.
Some of the other features catching people's eyes include, of course, the new modern and local artwork, but also the expansive baggage system, which they say should make it easier for those flying with ski equipment. In addition to Concourse A West, which opened today, Concourse B West also opens in 6 weeks. That'll have 20 gates for Alaska, American Frontier, JetBlue, Southwest, and United Airlines. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
If you are headed to the new Salt Lake City Airport this morning, make sure you follow the signs so you can drop people off or park your car in the right spot. Airport spokeswoman Nancy Vollmer says passengers must walk a series of bridges to get from the garage to the security line.
If you're flying out of Concourse A, you'll just go straight through the plaza area and to the left your gate. If you're flying out of the other gate areas, then you'll take a connecting bridge to get to the existing concourses.
She recommends getting there early to make sure you can find your way.
The director of airport redevelopment says motivated workers kept construction of the new terminal on schedule despite the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs has more.
At their peak, they had 1,950 people on the project.
The trade workers really wanted to work. They really wanted to be here. They recognized that, there's a direct correlation between doing the right thing and not doing the right thing.
Mike Williams, program director of airport redevelopment, says they enforced CDC and health department measures at the job site from the get-go, and it resulted in single-digit on-the-job cases until a blip after the July 4th holiday.
And we went from just having, I think it was 7 to having 75.
Williams says they reminded everyone to be safe at home if you want to keep working, and says as of last Friday, they were down to 5 positive cases. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Sally is taking her time, and that's not a good thing. KSL's top national stories now. Shawn Michael Lyle is back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, Hurricane Sally is slowly coming ashore this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey notes it's Category 1 right now.
Those on the Gulf Coast know
a flood and heavy rains can be just as deadly as tropical winds.
And Sally's 2-mile-an-hour pace leads to greater storm surge and more than 2 feet of rain in some places, landfall targeting the Mississippi-Alabama state line. 3 dozen are dead. Many are missing, and dry winds continue to fan wildfires across western states. President Trump was in Sacramento yesterday laying blame.
But, you know, it is about forest management. Please remember the words. Very simple. Forest management.
But California's forest managers are blaming climate change. And Democratic nominee Joe Biden delivered a campaign address at the Natural History Museum near his home in Delaware Monday.
The impacts of climate change don't pick and choose. That's because it's not a partisan phenomenon. It's science.
Biden called President Trump a climate arsonist in that speech. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Firefighters say some hikers are lucky to be okay after putting themselves in harm's way to get a better view of a fire above the University of Utah.
If I was to look in the dictionary under the definition of stupid, it would be hiking above a fire. There are people up there that we have no control over. That makes it even that much more dangerous.
A couple of homes were evacuated, but those evacuations have now been lifted. The fire burned about 10 acres and the cause is unknown.
Meanwhile, the search continues for whoever started a fire in Pleasant Grove over the weekend, forcing dozens of homes to evacuate. Firefighters are asking anyone who may have seen suspicious activity above Kiwanis Park Saturday night to give them a call. So far, the Battle Creek 2 fire has burned about 188 acres. It's only 20% contained. The cause is still under investigation, but it is believed to be human-caused.
Coming up on KSL, a convicted kidnapper gets paroled from prison.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
Got an auto pedestrian crash is what it is over in Magna, 7200 West and 3400 South. Freeways, though, off to a nice start this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 635.
Think you know the story? Think again.
We're not seeing real debates in front of the American people. Both sides.
What are you afraid of? Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
We're talking with Jake Runyon from Magellan HCM. Jake, the one idea that employers have the most control over is allowing insurance carriers to fight for their business, forcing them to compete, and therefore offering the best coverage at the lowest costs. True?
Exactly.
So why is it most insurance brokers will only look at the same 3 or 4 carriers every year?
For a broker to shop every carrier in Utah requires a lot of man hours. Also, not all brokers are appointed with all the carriers in Utah, which means they can't access certain markets.
Well, isn't it kind of the goal to get all these quotes and kind of figure out what's what so you can save some money?
Yep, absolutely, that's the goal.
So most employers?
Most employers that I talk to at best are seeing 3 or 4 different options when they analyze their insurance plan at renewal.
So what about Magellan?
Magellan will outline all the information up front that we're going to need from you. Then we'll take the time to shop your insurance plan with all applicable carriers and then show you a side-by-side comparison for you to review.
Competition makes it better and more affordable.
It's capitalism at its best.
Yes, sir, it is.
Giving all the carriers a chance to fight for your business ensures that you and your employees are getting the most value from your premium dollars. It's that simple.
So you really do shop all the carriers?
Our policy is to shop every employer with every carrier every year. We do our best to make the process as simple as possible and do much of the heavy lifting for you.
Well, we know about the employer, but what about the employee's standpoint? What can we do?
Most employers share the cost of their benefits with their employees.
Yeah.
If you're an employee and the cost of your benefits feels too high, or it feels like your benefits keep getting watered down year after year, gently encourage your employer to have us shop your plan with all Utah carriers. Again, there's only potential savings to be had by doing it, both for you and for the company.
Okay, Jake, this is me gently hinting. How does the employer find out all about this?
Easy. They can either visit our website by going to shopmyplan.com or they can text insurance to 57500.
Thanks for joining us this morning. We're all excited about the opening of the new Salt Lake Airport. One simple thing is going to make it so much nicer, whether you're leaving or whether you're coming to Salt Lake City. Departures upstairs, arrivals downstairs.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Such a simple thing, but it keeps everybody separated coming and going. We'll keep an eye on the story for you this morning.
A Utah man who spent 30 years in prison for kidnapping and assaulting young girls has been granted parole. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, it caused widespread fear starting in the fall of 1989. Four young girls were taken from their homes in Kearns and sexually assaulted. Scott Krause was sentenced to up to life in prison, but he is now getting out. The Deseret News says in his parole hearing, he said he's grown emotionally and mentally with sex offender treatment, and he says he recognizes his thinking patterns now. The parole board granted full parole starting September 29th. We've not yet heard from his victims' families what they think about it. Live Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
As protests calling for police reform continue, a panel of Utah community leaders has come together to address what it looks like here in the Beehive State. Janetta Williams is with the NAACP Salt Lake and Tri-State Conference.
When people are saying defund the police, that's not what the NAACP has been asking for.
Members of the panel say actual reform can only come through lawmakers. Chris Wharton is a member of the Salt Lake City Council.
But I do hope that people who are going to these rallies and who are willing to attend these protests will help us move not just from the protests, but move into the policy-making realm.
Panel members say the best way to do that is to register and then vote.
KSL News time is 6:39. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
And traffic is having a couple of problem spots right now for those of you on the west side, 7200 west near 3400 south. An auto pedestrian crash in Magna causing some delays for traffic heading up towards the 201 freeway. So far, Bangor and 5600 West are moving okay. The other crash we had was Redwood Road, Indiana Avenue on Salt Lake City's west side. Eric?
If you're heading out to the mountains, I-80 looks good to Park City and US 189 through Provo Canyon. Out to Heber City, both cases, they've got dry roads, and that's what you want. I-15 in Utah County, northbound, we've got 22 minutes drive time from Springville to Point of the Mountain. That's normal. Heather?
We are still just slightly congested trying to get into Hill Air Force Base, and this is all at the south and west gates right now in the Clearfield area. And southbound I-15 now starting to see some brake lights as well as you leave Roy and head toward Clearfield in that construction zone. But the rest of your drive in Weber and Davis County look pretty good on the major freeways. At Cypress Credit Union, receive 6 months 0% APR on credit card balance transfers and new purchases, plus low rates, cash back, and rewards. Visit cypresscu.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Another warm day this afternoon. Let's check in with Grant Wayman.
Sunny skies and warmer than average temperatures for the next few days here. 92 the high today and sunshine. 91 tomorrow and more sun. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Temperature's down a couple. It's 60 downtown.
A historic Middle East peace deal will be signed today at the White House. And we want to give you more information on that coming up on KSL News Radio.
Stay right there. 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for waking up with us. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. All right, so we know it's 90 degrees for the next couple of days, which is above seasonal normals, but we all know winter is coming at some point. We've already had a dusting of white stuff in the mountains last week. And Wendell and his great family at Burt Brothers Tires want you to know you don't or shouldn't wait until the last minute to start thinking about replacing your tires.
I like to go into Burt Brothers and have them take a look, you know, as the seasons are changing, because that's a good time to have them just say, how is the tread on my tires? Maybe give it a once over in general. How am I doing as the seasons change? Right now, you can get up to $100 in savings on select Firestone tires. That's until November 1st of this year.
And you'll get $200 on select Goodyear tires through the end of this month, September. The best savings of the year. And all you have to do is go to burtbrothers.com to see all the manufacturer's rebates.
Now, you can buy your tires online. You can schedule your touchless experience, or you can just stop by any store. And they have 12 convenient locations with their newest store coming to Layton next spring.
So you can get those needed tires or the repairs that Amanda was talking about a minute ago with 6 months deferred interest financing with your Burt Brothers credit card, or a no credit financing option is also available.
Stop by any of those Burt Brothers locations or find out more at the wonderful people at Burt Brothers at burtbrothers.com.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Pack your bags, grab your hiking boots, and set out to Ruby's Inn with your family. It's time to redefine family time in the rich, rust-colored hoodoos of southern Utah. Embark on a summer adventure to Ruby's Inn, outside of Bryce Canyon National Park, 3 hours away from Provo. Ruby's Inn is the perfect resort for close access to the breathtaking views of Red Rock Canyons and scenic vistas. Your family doesn't have to venture far from Ruby's for a taste of the great outdoors. Hike or bike under the perfumed shade of the sweeping Ponderosa Pines. Climb rugged terrain on an ATV. Retrace the steps of infamous outlaws of the Old West on horseback. Immerse yourself in the wonders of southern Utah with a stay at Ruby's Inn. Bring your family closer together by getting outside for some quality time. Visit rubysinn.com to book your getaway today. That's rubysinn.com.
Utah County, you have a COVID problem. Two of the state's largest universities, a spike in COVID-19 cases, and now a crackdown. We're going in depth right out of the gates at 9:05 on Dave Andujanovic.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6:45. Let's take a look at the three things you need to know this hour. First, the new Salt Lake City Airport opened at 4 o'clock this morning with Delta flights operating in the brand new Concourse A.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power says about 1,500 customers are still without power this morning, 1 week after a destructive windstorm hit northern Utah.
Third, let's see how the roads are doing out there. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
I-15 looks good, but we've got an auto pedestrian crash slowing some traffic in Magna, northbound on 7200 West. Just after 3500 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine again today and high temperatures like yesterday up to 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 60 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Hurricane Sally bearing down on the Gulf Coast ahead of an expected landfall late tonight or tomorrow morning. The storm moving very slowly, increasing fears of extensive flooding and storm surge. In America's West, the ongoing battle against a rash of deadly wildfires. More than 24 people dead. More than 3 million acres have burned so far this year. That's nearly 30 times more than last year. Los Angeles County Sheriff says he's worried more of his deputies will come under attack after the brazen ambush of two deputies on Saturday. Both are recovering from the shooting. A $175,000 reward is being offered in the search for the gunman. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. A historic peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates will be celebrated today at the White House.
The president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, helped negotiate the deal, and he spoke live with George Stephanopoulos on Good Morning America a short time ago.
This is the first peace agreement that happened in the Middle East in the last 26 years. This is between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Then just last week, President Trump announced the second peace agreement that he was able to broker in 29 days. So we have two peace agreements being signed today at the White House between Israel and Arab countries. This really signals the end, we believe, of the Arab-Israeli conflict. There's still a lot more work to do, but for 70 years in the region, you've had the Arab countries not wanting to interact with Israel in a substantive way. This has led to a lot of people using hatred to do extremism, which has led to terrorism all throughout. And America over the last 20 years has been very, very distracted with the Middle East. We've had hundreds of thousands of troops that have been through the Middle East. We've obviously had a lot of terror that we've had threats coming to America. So bringing peace to that region allows us to focus more here domestically and create less risk to America and obviously bring our troops home, which is something that President Trump's been doing.
It has not ended the conflict between the Israel and the Palestinians. The Palestinians calling this a betrayal. Are there hopes for a state now dead?
No, look, I think that there's a lot of posture, right? In deals, everyone's at no until they're at yes. And I think what you're seeing is tremendous movement. They were caught by surprise by this. But what you're seeing is that the Arab countries want to focus on their citizens and they want them to have better lives. And they're tired of waiting for the Palestinians to not be practical and make a deal. President Trump is a deal maker. A lot of the same people who have been critical of him said that if he was elected president, he would create wars. But today at the White House, you're going to see that he's making peace, and not just historic peace. He's making two of them at one time. And so the Palestinians have an offer on the table. At some point when they decide that they want to live better lives, I believe that they'll engage. But, you know, we can't want peace for them and for their people more than they want it for themselves.
One concern in Israel and across the region is a proposed U.S. sale of F-35 fighter jets to the UAE. And there's a concern that this could spark a new arms race in the Middle East.
Well, actually, making peace will hopefully create less need for arms in the Middle East, because you'll have more focus on business and technology exchange and health exchange. What you have, obviously, is President Trump has reoriented our foreign policy in the Middle East. When he got into office, ISIS had a caliphate the size of Ohio. That's now been eliminated. Iran was flush with cash thanks to the terrible deal that was made by the previous administration. They were funding terrorists throughout the region who were causing instability all over the place. President Trump got out of that deal and rolled that back. What we've done is we've rebuilt the alliances and strengthened the partnerships with our traditional partners in the region. President Trump has brought everyone closer, and now he's pushing back. What he's doing is creating a new strategic framework that needs less American intervention, less American troops, less American treasure in that region, and hopefully creates more peacefulness, that there's less threats of terror to America.
We'll be covering the signing of that peace agreement, of course, today here on KSL News Radio. The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
6:49 means Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. If you're out there, looks like things are really jamming up. Northbound I-15, Andy.
Yeah, in the exact same spot as yesterday. We've got a new crash. KSL Traffic Trooper just gave me a heads up. I'm seeing it on the camera now. In the second from the right lane, northbound 15. At 3300 South again, just after the on-ramp, and traffic is quickly starting to back up in South Salt Lake from the crash. Right now, traffic getting by to the right and left of the crash, but we'll see what happens once emergency vehicles get on the scene. The other crash is on the west side, 7200 West, at about 3400 South, an auto pedestrian crash. Eric?
Seeing a few more cars northbound on Foothill Drive from I-80 and the 215 East Belt up to the University of Utah. Down Utah County, I-15 is a clean drive from Provo and Orem through American Fork and Lehigh on the northbound side. Northbounders in Saratoga Springs, no problems on Redwood Road. Heather?
A lot of stop-and-go traffic right now. Southbound I-15 leaving Riverdale Road, heading through Roy into Sunset and almost to Clearfield area. Now, this is where construction is going on, but this may also be an accident. We'll try to get a camera on that. Once you pass all that congestion, you're looking pretty good speed-wise into downtown Salt Lake. But we also have a bit of slowing on US 89 through the Layton area and in South Weaver near I-84. Mr. Mack's BOGO suit sale is back. Buy one suit at $299, get the second for just $1. Mr. Mack's stores are clean and sanitized. Visit all 9 Mr. Mack's stores. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's look ahead at that 7-day forecast now. Back over to you, Grant.
Sunny skies up to 92 for this afternoon. And tomorrow, 91 will be the high, mostly sunny. And about the same Thursday, up to 90. And again, lots of sunshine. Then it tones down, 85 the high on Friday, with again lots of sunshine. Clouds on Saturday. It'll be cooler with a high of 75. There's a slight chance of showers that day and thunderstorms as well. Partly cloudy up to 73 on Sunday. And then 79, mostly sunny on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Oh, we just lost you for some reason there, Amanda. We were telling you yesterday about this ABC News special, Vote or Miss Out. Romney was a part of this last night, getting the word out about voting. Here's a portion of the one-minute video she recorded.
As we've seen these past several months, elected officials make decisions that affect our lives in critical ways. Statistics show you are far more likely to vote if you make a plan and you vote with friends. Every vote and every voice matters.
Ann Romney, as well as several comedians, including Larry David and Kevin Hart, joined Michelle Obama for that hour-long special on ABC last night. When we come back, we'll check your traffic and weather together.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi,
Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. I mean, tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey. Where do you want it to be?
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, you know, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
If you don't have a living trust in the state of Utah, everything you own, including your house, bank accounts, investments, everything, could be tied up in courts for a year, maybe even longer. It could cost your estate tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees and potentially get double taxed by the government. But you could avoid this by getting a free estate planning review from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, call to schedule this free review now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. Be remembered as someone who left a legacy, not a mess. To get your free estate planning review, call 801-682-4448.
This review is for information purposes only. Consult with a licensed attorney.
Ciao, Mr. World here on the world's most scenic road trip. Oh, the views are superb. Magnifico. You know, kind of like the designer styles at Eyeglass World. Yeah, they got hundreds of designer styles for hundreds less. And their same-day service? Mwah! Bellissimo!
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. Alaska Airlines is suspending all of its flights, that is, in and out of Portland and Spokane because of the thick wildfire smoke. The temporary suspension will be reevaluated sometime this afternoon. KSL Drives, GM says they will reveal the all-new electric Hummer on October 20th, but the truck will not be headed to the showroom floors for at least another year. And the U.S. government has announced an import ban on some items from China that are believed to be manufactured using forced labor. The products on the list include certain hair products, apparel, cotton exports, and some computer parts. We'll see if the markets are still headed in the right direction, and indeed they are all in the green. After a huge day yesterday, the Dow was up over 1%, 1.1%. Up 327 points yesterday, and you can add another 230 to that this morning at 28,101. The S&P is up 31 points this hour, and the NASDAQ on the plus side by 1.2% or 140 points. Coming up, traffic and weather together.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
Have you been laid off, furloughed, permitted to resign, fired, offered early retirement or a buyout because this virus affected your continued employment? If so, don't leave your 401k or company plan with your old employer. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, strongly recommending you roll that old plan over. By leaving it there, you completely lose control. If your old company goes out of business or gets purchased, your money could be tied up in litigation for years. Don't risk the money you've worked so hard for by leaving it with the company you no longer work for. Trajan Wealth specializes in 401k and company plan rollovers. We'll walk you through it and even complete the paperwork for you. Don't leave your 401k unprotected and unsupervised. As a fiduciary, Trajan Wealth has the experience and knowledge to help you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Time for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Healthy kids make engaged students. Children who are active and eating well are more likely to have improved concentration, are happier, and earn higher grades. But too many kids are not getting the exercise and nutrition they need. Select Health has created an online school-based program that helps teachers, students, and parents live the healthiest lives possible through B3, Brain Body Boost. This program helps 4th, 5th, and 6th grade teachers bring health education into the classroom while students get active through lesson plans, activities, and other online resources. The B3 curriculum is aligned with the Utah Health Education Core Standards, providing teachers with tools to complete these requirements. Participation is completely free. Teachers can earn free school supplies by completing the program tasks, and classes can earn grand prizes for being active. Students will enter their daily activity minutes online to track their progress. If you're interested in learning more or are a teacher interested in signing up, go to b3kids.com. That's b3kids.com. Select Health recognizes the positive health impact from B3 as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back is brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
6:59. Let's get another look now at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, good news. South Salt Lake, the crash clear almost as quickly as it showed up. Northbound I-15 near 33rd South. There's still a little bit of heavy traffic clearing out between 33rd South and the turn to I-80, but the crash is out of the way. Not nearly as bad as it was yesterday with a crash in the same area. Both Bangor and 5600 West slow near 21st South right now, several blocks. Eric?
City streets still filling in Utah County. Overall, it's a pretty nice drive no matter where you go, and the freeway looks good. Northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, your normal 24-minute drive time. Heather?
Whatever was slowing people down in the Roy area seems to have cleared itself up. Traffic is starting to return to speed between Riverdale Road and Clearfield, still slightly below the speed limit there. The good news is, from Clearfield, you'll be at speed into downtown Salt Lake. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here's the way the weather shapes up for the rest of the day today. It's going to be hot. 92 for a high, 91 tomorrow, 90 on Thursday. And then, finally, we get to more seasonal temperatures.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.